Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the 210 Feet Podcast. I'm Colin Manning, joined once again by Robbie Knight. After a little bit of an extended break with myself doing a bunch of running and cross country and stuff, and then Robbie has been up to a bunch of stuff as well. So how are you doing?
Great. Pretty good. I think beyond how the Sounders season ended and the fact that the U.S. men's national team could get grouped, which we'll talk about next week, you know, pretty good.
Nice. Yeah, we'll definitely dive into a World Cup preview next week and hopefully some consistent content starting up again. But we kind of just want to, the MLS playoffs have been going on recently and all the awards and season's kind of wrapping up and stuff. And we have the final, which is LAFC against Philly, the two number one seeds in their respective conferences, and getting through the playoffs after a first round bye. So kind of like the opposite of what happened last year. So we'll dive into that a little bit later, but first let's talk about kind of like the MLS awards that have come about this year with, and we'll start off with like the MVP, which is Hany Mukhtar of Nashville SC.
Yeah. He was the Golden Boot winner this year, 23 goals. He then added 11 assists, which, if you can do that math, was 34 goal contributions, which is the fifth most in a single MLS season ever. And he helped contribute to over 65%, almost two-thirds of Nashville's goals. He was pretty much the extent of Nashville's attack this season, I think one might be able to say. Helped lead them to the playoffs. He came into the league from Denmark in 2019, and this isn't, you know, the first time that he's been dominant throughout a season. When he came in 2019 to Nashville as their first ever DP, he was the first player to get 12 goal contributions in a single month in NFL, or not NFL, MLS history, in that first month after he arrived. He, I think, was probably far and away the most valuable player to his team this season. Yeah. And you just have to look at the fact that he contributed to over almost two-thirds of their goals.
For sure.
He also, I think, was just, you know, 23 goals, Golden Boot winner, one of the highest goal totals in an MLS season ever.
Yeah.
I think we kind of had said since the beginning he was probably going to be MVP.
Yeah, the other candidates were, if I remember right, Andre Blake and Sebastian Jarusi, which I thought it was going to be pretty close between Jarusi and Mukhtar. Actually, kind of throughout the whole season, and during like a bunch of Austin's playoff games, a lot of the commentators and stuff were saying that they thought it was going to be Jarusi. And yeah, I don't know. I guess, but it sounds like Mukhtar won by quite a bit, if I'm remembering that right.
48.6% of the vote, which does seem like quite a bit. Yeah, yes,
for sure.
He won it with the media vote was 78% in his favor. Okay. With Jarusi only receiving 13%.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that he was the most valuable to his club.
I do too.
Doesn't take anything away from what Sebastian Jarusi was able to do this season. He was excellent, helped to lead Austin to their first ever playoff appearance in their second season. Especially with, I mean, he was very good for them.
For sure.
Played in 34 games. He had 22 goals, 7 assists. I just think that Mukhtar was just a little bit better, especially with the fifth most goal contributions in a single MLS season ever. Is not something you can really pass up.
For sure. And I feel like we've kind of seen a trend in recent years where the Golden Boot winner and MVP winner kind of go hand in hand. Do you think there's like a correlation between the two? And do you think that MLS, kind of like a lot of other leagues within the United States, cares more about goals and contributions like that? And that's what leads him to the MVP? Or do you think, and like instead of someone like Andre Blake, who had an outstanding season, obviously he won goalkeeper of the year for the third time in his career, because you could make an argument that Blake was the better player and But like, how kind of do you think of MVP and the how it comes across to fans?
I mean, I think one way to be valuable to your team, and I think this is why it seemingly has always been forwards that have won the award. You look at Carlos Gil, Carlos Vela, Jose Martinez, David Villa. I think it's been a while since a defensive player has won the award, because I think an easy way to see who is most valuable to their team is, did you score goals? Did you score goals to contribute to your team winning? And the fact that he was a part of 65% of Nashville's goals, I think is a big part of that. I think Andre Blake very much helped Philadelphia be in the position that they are now, fighting for the MLS Cup. But
Some of his saves are
I think that
crazy.
his stats are wild. His stats are insane
Yeah,
for
for
this year.
sure.
And for him to win Keeper of the Year for the third time in his career, I mean, he's been phenomenal for the Union. But I think Mukhtar was the best player by far on Nashville's team. I think he, maybe not single-handedly, because you have to have 11 players to play the game, but he was one of the major reasons as to why they made the playoffs at all.
Yeah,
Especially in
for
what
sure.
was a very, like normal, a very tightly contested Western Conference.
And a very weird season for Nashville, as they actually like were beginning to win more games on the road once they moved into their new stadium. It was almost harder for them to play in their new stadium once they moved in. And there's a streak there, which their stadium is cool. It's kind of weird seating design with like all the seats and stuff, like being different colors to make it look like there's always fans there or whatnot. But yeah, I thought it was
There were a couple games
interesting.
this season where there is no one there.
Yeah, but it looked like there's people there. It was
I
weird.
know.
Unlike other teams like Austin, who like sold out most games. Real Salt Lake actually sold out every single home game this season. Sold out
Good for
meaning
them.
sold out, not necessarily meaning every seat is filled. But yeah,
Sold
so
out, meaning
I
like all the tickets were sold, not necessarily like the actual attendance being.
There's quite a bit of controversy on what a sellout actually meant for the club. But yeah, so congrats to Hany Mukhtar for winning MVP. He deserves it for this year. Let's talk about kind of like the comeback player of the year, Gonzalo Higuaín, which obviously joined Inter Miami. What are your thoughts on that? He retired this at the end of the season, plans to join Miami in another role within the club. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, he had the weirdest MLS tenure. I think we can just start off by saying that. He had, I mean, it was the oddest ride. He came last year, didn't he? Last year was his first year. He
That's
spent
what
two seasons in Miami.
I think so. So like Cat only playing two seasons in Miami and winning comeback player of the year
Maybe
means it
I could
wasn't the greatest signing, but
let me crunch the numbers on this. So last season in his Oh no, he played in 2020. He played
oh,
nine
he
games
did?
in 2020. Okay.
So at the end of 2020.
So,
All right.
well, but he scored one goal. He played 800 minutes. He scored one goal, two assists. Who cares? Last season, I guess you could say, yeah, maybe not comeback player of the year is maybe not the correct term I would have used for his season. In his season, he went. What did I say? He was out for 14 games over the course of the year. He finally came back. He played in after those 14 games that he was out, he played 1,700 minutes, scored 16 goals, three assists, kind of helped propel Miami to the number six seed in the playoffs before they lost at Citi Field to NYCFC, a conversation that we're going to have in a second. I'm comeback player, maybe not. I'm not sure who should have won comeback player over him, but I feel like a comeback over the course of the season shouldn't be what wins it.
Yeah, it should
Because
be
he
from year
came to
to year.
Miami as like this big decorated European footballer from Argentina. He had this big decorated European career, and then he like just didn't play great last year. He talked about how he thought the MLS was just going to be a league where he could run around and with a cigarette in his mouth. And
Yeah.
so, I mean, yes, it was very impressive this year. He scored 0.8 goals a minute.
Jeez, yeah.
Wait a second. This doesn't,
Point
maybe a
wait, point
half.
eight
I
goal.
don't know what that
Yeah,
means.
probably not a
That doesn't seem right.
minute.
Maybe I read that wrong. We'll blame that on the stats guy. Okay, well, let me find this. Oh, per 90 minutes. That part got
Okay.
scratched out. Okay,
Okay, that
that
makes
was the
sense.
best. That was the best among MLS players who played at least 1500 minutes. So he did have a really
Okay.
good season. I just don't think it was like comeback player of the year worthy.
Yeah, no, for sure.
He had
That
14
makes
goals after
sense.
July 12th, which is amazing, but I feel like it should have been a player who was like out last year and then came
Yeah.
back and had an amazing season this year. But I will say he did have a really great season. Congrats to
Yeah.
him, on
Congrats on his
retirement, that's a big
retirement.
thing.
Yeah, for sure.
He was able to make the playoffs and hopefully found out that the MLS was more than just a farmer's league.
Yeah, and I think that kind of shows to other European players who are looking to come into the league that unless isn't a league that like it used to be, it isn't just a retirement league, quote unquote. I know there's a lot of arguments and stuff like that, like, oh, MLS is a retirement league, but more and more often we're starting to send players to Europe, Brendan Aaronson, Tyler Adams,
Yeah, I think just take one look
other
at how Philadelphia has found their
exactly
success through their academy. And even,
in
I mean,
Real
you can
Salt
even
Lake
point
too.
out Real Salt Lake. I think Seattle has found a lot of success using homegrown players. I guess Raul Ruidíaz came from Liga MX, but, not just a
Yeah.
retirement league for European players, because look at Gareth Bale at LAFC. He hasn't really done much
Yeah,
in
for
his
sure.
short tenure there.
He didn't even make the roster for some of these playoff games, so.
That's true. So, yeah, I think he, in a way, maybe helped the MLS's view. No, image.
Perception,
That's what I'm looking for.
image, perception, yeah.
Perception, image, among maybe some of those European players.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I definitely agree. Kind of moving on to the next award was Jim Curtin, Philadelphia head coach, winning coach of the year for the second time. And his first was in 2020 when Philly was the number one seed, I believe, and
I think so.
in the East. And didn't they win the Supporter Shield? I think they won the Supporter Shield that year, but
Maybe that
maybe.
sounds
But
right.
anyways, he definitely deserves it, and there's no question. He's led this Philly team. You could ar make an argument that I don't even know what argument you make against him. Like, who else would you? I guess you could make an argument for Josh Wolf, who's the coach at Austin FC, leading his team. Everyone underestimated Austin at the beginning of season, that and they thought they weren't gonna make the playoffs. So you could make an argument that he could be coach of the year, led this team to a number two seed in the West, pretty dominant, beat LAFC twice, I believe, up until this past weekend in the playoffs. But yeah, I don't really think that we could.
The other two, there are three finalists for the award. He actually won it narrowly with
Really?
23.57% of the total vote, whereas second place had 23.47, so just by a tenth of a percentage over Wilfred Nancy of Montreal,
Okay, yeah. I
who
was about,
I feel like
yeah.
that's valid. I feel like he should have won it by more. And then Steve, I don't even know how to say his last name, Chirndolo from LAFC, was
Yeah, I know
third.
here. Yeah, I don't think he should have been third. You have all that star power. I don't feel like you deserve to be coach of the year when you have all that star power. I feel like Wolf should have been up there higher. And obviously, just because you're a number one seed does not mean you have the best coach, if you know what I mean. A coach
Yeah,
isn't
but I
all in
feel
the
like
program,
in
but
Philly's case, I feel like Jim Curtin
yeah,
is very deserved. He
I
led
agree.
the team, and I realize, I mean, it wasn't just him, but the team single season points record for the club is 67. Second time in
For
3 years
sure.
they've won the East in the regular season. Club record for goals scored, club record for least conceded. I mean, they were dominant this season in the regular
Yeah.
season. And I feel, I mean, they had multiple wins by 6-0 or 6-1 or 7-1. I think
Especially
at least
against
three or
DC
four.
United.
DC United, I think they did it to twice.
Yeah,
I don't even know. They did it to a variety of clubs.
for sure.
And I think
There's fun to
he was
watch.
deserved. they are fun to watch. They play an enjoyable to watch brand of football. I don't get mad when I watch them, like I do when I watch LAFC, which might be more because I just don't like LAFC. That could be it, but I like the way they play. I like the way that Philly has managed their academy. I like who they've pumped out of their academy. Big Brendan Aaronson fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Paxton could certainly be something special. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that he was deserving of winning this. And I think that, maybe he could cap this what has been a great season off with an MLS Cup on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Kind of moving on to the another face in Philly, Andre Blake won goalkeeper of the year third time in his career, like we had mentioned previously in 2016, 2020. He also led the league in shutouts, which was with 15, and had a near 80% save rate, which is the most like among keepers in and not in the NFL in MLS this season, excuse me.
Both done it.
And as well as an all-star and helped Philly concede the least goals in the whole league. So I don't think there's much you could do. He won by a landslide. He had 64% of the vote. No arguments against that. I think everyone called it. I think everyone knew it was coming. As an MVP candidate, as a goalkeeper, you gotta win goalkeeper of the year. So
Oh yeah, for sure. I
yeah.
mean, I don't think there's any, I don't even think there's any explaining or anything that we need to talk about with this. He
Yeah, me
was
neither.
far and away.
Yeah, easily. Kind of some other awards. Young Player of the Year was Jesus Ferreira, arguably starting number nine for USMNT. I personally like it took me a it's crazy because like I didn't realize he was as young as he was or as young as he is for quite some time.
He's
And
21.
yeah, he's only
He's older
21
than
years
Ricardo
old.
Pepi.
Yeah, he plays like I don't know. He plays like he's a veteran, though. Like by the way he plays, the way he leads, the way he like his management of the game and stuff like that. He plays like he's older than he is, which is a good quality to have, and that's what led him to win the Young Player of the Year.
Ricardo Pepi won it last year, so FC Dallas has won it for two straight seasons. He had 18 goals, 6 assists in 33 games, tying the club's single season goals record, and none of his 18 goals came from the penalty spot. I think you could argue, I mean, there's a lot of great young players, young potentials in this league. He was the one who actually performed this year. And I don't really think there's any argument with that either. I
Yeah, for
think,
sure.
let me see who the other finalists were. There was Thiago Almada, Jesus Christ, from Atlanta. He had 17% of the vote. Ferreira had 32.4% of the vote. And the Brenner from FC Cincinnati
Yeah.
finished in third.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I think he deserves it by one side, especially with the call-ups he's got for the USMNT. Gleznis from Philadelphia won Defender of the Year. Obviously, you knew it was going to be a defender from Philly as they conceded the least amount of goals in the throughout the whole entire league. Yeah, I don't
They
really
actually
got any
had,
arguments there.
no, they had two of the three finalists at the
Yeah.
on the award. He beat out Kai Wagner. He had 26% of the vote. Wagner had 14% of the vote, and Alexander Callens from NYCFC had 13%. Gleznas ended the 2-year reign of Walker Zimmerman. 28-year-old from Norway. They had a plus 46 goal differential, which seemed absolutely
That's
wild.
insane. That's insane.
And I think they probably have by far like the best back line in MLS.
Yeah.
A frighteningly strong back line. He also just received two yellow cards throughout the entire season and played every single regular season minute for the second straight year and had three
That's
assists.
insane. Yeah,
So
that.
possible MVP candidate, like hard
Yeah,
to
for
claim.
sure. Yeah, Philly had four or five guys on the best 11 this season. I was looking at.
We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Martinez, Joseph Martinez had the goal of the year. I believe it was the bike. I forgot who was against, but it was a good bike from
It was his
like left
goal.
side of the
Yep, his
box.
bike against New York, or not
Yeah.
New York, New England on October 1st.
Yeah.
They lost.
Yeah, Atlanta had a rough go at it, and Joseph Martinez is probably not going to be Atlanta after the season, but save of the year, which I honestly have not even seen yet. I don't know if you have, but Orlando's keeper, Gillespie? I don't even know how to say that.
We're gonna roll with that. That sounds close
Yeah,
enough.
Gillespie. I personally did not see that, but did you?
I have to watch an Allstate ad. Just give me one moment here.
Fair enough, fair
And then
enough. But
I could announce it.
Orlando making the playoffs as the seventh seed in the East. They've been a pretty consistent playoff team in the past few years. So, yeah, they're kind of like, I don't know. I didn't know if they were gonna make the playoffs. The East was pretty open for a while, and I thought Toronto was gonna come back, but they just kept losing even with Insigne and all the signings they had. But
It was in
yeah.
Atlanta. There was a shot from outside the box that he stretched out and knocked away from the corner of
Right.
the top corner. So, yeah, I mean, it was a save. I don't know.
Nice. Fair enough. I guess now we can kind of go through the season and go through kind of just a recap of the season. LAFC obviously winning the Supporters Shield. We talked about already Austin FC's rise and how they were underestimated and things like that. That was kind of it for the West. LA Galaxy though. The LA Galaxy were a team that surprised me. Towards the beginning of the season, I believe they were below the playoff line and eventually started making a run. And I feel like this team is hard because their defense is poopy. I ain't gonna lie. Their defense was not good this season. Chicharito and their attack kind of carried them to the playoffs and until they eventually lost in an El Clasico in the playoffs to LAFC. So, kind of what are your thoughts on LAFC and their future?
Galaxy, you mean?
Yes, the
Okay,
Galaxy.
so I
My bad,
just
my
wanted to
bad.
make sure that's what you were
Yeah,
talking about.
my bad, my bad.
They've always been they. The Galaxy are so confusing to me.
Yeah, for
Just
real.
the way they do things are I don't understand. I don't understand it. I mean, Greg Vaney had a kind of whatever sort of year. They
Yeah.
beat Nashville at home in the first round of the playoffs. They lost in El Tráfico, which was absolutely wild.
Yeah.
They did have a summer transfer window that was rather incredible, I think you could say. Rui Puig on a free transfer from Barca for, I mean, yes, there was a buyback clause. Yes, there was a 50% sell-on, but like, hello, a good young talent from maybe one of the top clubs in the world. They added some depth. They do have all three DP spots taken for next year, with Chicharito, Kevin Cabral, and Douglas Costa. I don't really know what their future is.
Yeah.
I think it kind of depends on what like Chicharito's season looks like, what Rui Puig looks like in the future. Because if they can get a really good season out of Rui Puig next year, if they can pair him up with Chicharito and make, kind of maybe go a bit hard in maybe go a bit hard in the transfer window, they may have a chance.
Yeah, for sure. I think they need to add depth in the defensive end, but the connection between Puig and Chicharito was a step up the season, obviously. Him coming over from Barcelona after a bunch of controversy, not getting much playing time there, comes to LA Galaxy, which was surprising for a lot, but actually helped them. I guess we can move on. A team that I love this to watch this year was Montreal. We can briefly go over them and real quick and. Yeah, what are your thoughts on Montreal from the year? Because there was a second there where they had a chance to win the East and even win the Supporters' Shield.
Yeah, I think they're interesting. I saw them in real life. When they played Seattle in June. I don't really remember how they played. They played well enough to beat us, I guess. I don't know. I think it kind of just depends on which direction they go. Do they go, I mean, Wilfred Nancy, is he going to be there for the future? He's on a contract for next year. But you know, he's being targeted by other
Jordy
teams
Mihaljevic is
in
leaving.
the league. Mihaljevic is leaving. He had, you know, 22 assists, 13 goals, in the past 2 seasons. Signed for a Yuri Divizi side, he's gone. There's a lot of turnover, I think, for next year.
Yeah,
They
for
could
sure.
be good, they could be bad. I think that they're just kind of going to be another one of the MLS teams that's just chaos. Nobody knows.
I think Montreal is a team that could be right up there again next year, but could also miss out on the playoffs. That's kind of how they have been the years past. But I think they are on the up. If I believe right, they're doing like a rebrand for the 17th time in the row in 3 years.
Just like, I mean, they're like
This,
every other MLS club.
yeah, for real, for
Hey,
real.
did you see the R? I think you liked the Instagram post, but did you see the RSL might be doing one?
Yeah, I don't think it's a rebrand from I saw on the RSL podcast account I listened to, they posted something saying that it was confirmed from club sources that it wasn't a rebrand and they're just trying to get I don't
Alternate
know what
logos.
alternative logos or something, but
Seattle's doing one.
I wouldn't be mad if it was a rebrand. I don't know. We'll talk
I
that's
feel
something to
like,
talk about on
oh,
different
okay, my bad.
we'll
Yep,
talk about on rebrands on a different show. So I say we just jump in first. We only got a few minutes here left. I say we jump into quickly previewing the MLS Cup and making our predictions. Obviously, it's in LA at Banc of California Stadium. People are gonna have to park at Dodger Stadium, a bunch of miles away because of the USC game, which is I bet like six hours later or something. So
Yep.
yeah. So that's already causing controversy there, but hopefully, I think LFC is still gonna sell it out, still gonna get fans in there.
It won't be a problem.
Philly travels well. Philly's gonna travel well there. It's gonna be a crazy atmosphere. 2 o'clock our time. So I guess I'll jump and make my prediction first. I think Philly's gonna win in extra time. I think this is gonna go 1-1, 2-2, somewhere around there. I think that LAFC's defense has been good this season. LAFC's defense has not been great this season. I feel like they've had some luck throughout the playoffs. But obviously these are the two best teams on paper,
By
on
far.
by winning. These are the two best teams in the league that made it to MLS Cup. And that's kind of rare to happen. That's what makes MLS Cup interesting. But I feel like Philly's gonna win this one in extra time. I'll say I think Philly 3-2 in extra time.
I could very much see this going either way. I could see this being a blowout for Philly. Like the Eastern Conference final was, I could see this being a blowout for LAFC, like their conference final was. I think my heart says Philly. I think extra time. I think Philadelphia is going to do it. I think it's probably going to be a high scoring shootout, though. Like I'm thinking 2-2, headed into extra time. Somebody's going to like just full on body slam somebody else in extra time. Like it's just going to be madness, is my guess. I have no idea who's winning. It could go to penalties. I don't even know. But I think somebody's going to body slam somebody else. I think it's going to be MLS by nature is very physical, right? It's a very physical league. This game is going to be the most CONCACAF game you've ever seen. That's my guess. That's the only guess. I think Philly will win, but I think it's going to be the most CONCACAF game you've ever seen.
Fair enough, fair enough. Those are I don't even know what else to say about MLS Cup other than two best teams. The stage is set. This is a dream matchup for most people, unless you want to see like a West v West team play, which we can talk about MLS formatting and other podcasts and
We'll do
the
that in
likes and
2 weeks.
dislikes. Yeah, the likes and dislikes of that. But first, next week we will be doing our World Cup preview podcast. We did one, frick, what was it, June or July? Something like that.
I have it
Or
somewhere where we made
August.
our starting 11 predictions. We're doing that again.
I found this on the web.
Oh, my phone is talking to me. Yes, we made our starting
I think it's
predictions.
July.
I got my lineup right here, and there's definitely going to be some changes to it. That's what I'll say. So stay tuned for that. Try to, well, and yeah, we'll see you guys next week when to talk about the World Cup. Is it is a World Cup month? World Cup less than 20 days away. Very hype
3 weeks.
indeed. 3 weeks
3 weeks. Are you
away.
ready to wake up at 4 a.m. every
I
day during
am.
Thanksgiving break?
I am indeed ready, even the days I have work. So yeah, I will be watching the games. Hopefully you guys all watch the games too. Very hype. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. We'll get more consistent podcasts out from here on out. As our busiest kind of narrows down and slows down, and as we get into
Watch
winter and
basketball season
stuff.
be a complete mess.
Yeah, unless
I'm
until
so ready
basketball
to
season
not have a
starts.
life.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be
We'll
fine.
see how it goes. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.